Lectin is a type of protein that can be found in grains such as wheat, barley, and rye. The word gluten comes from the Latin and means glue, as gluten gives dough its sticky and stretchy texture, which is essential in the baking process. Although flour is made from rice, quinoa, corn, and almond are naturally gluten-free, gluten can be present in some unassuming foods such as soy sauce, french fries, and processed meats. For individuals with celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, or wheat allergy, eating gluten can lead to severe digestive issues such as abdominal pain and bloating. Gluten-free diets have become popular for managing these conditions, leading to a booming gluten-free industry that's projected to reach a market value of over $8 billion by 2026. I'm Hootie, and you're listening to Hootie the Foodie.
He may be 12 years old, but he's an expert. You're listening to Hootie the Foodie, Season 2.
My guest today left a thriving media law career and with no prior baking experience, successfully launched By The Way Bakery, a unique bake shop in that all their treats are handmade, gluten-free, dairy-free, and certified kosher. In just 10 years, By The Way Bakery has grown from a hobby shop to four booming locations and has distribution in over 80 Whole Foods stores nationwide. Helene Godin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Hootie. And just so you know, we're moving so fast that we now have 5 stores.
5? Oh my God.
Yeah, we just opened in Brooklyn a few weeks ago.
When are you coming to California?
Not anytime soon. I think I'm putting the retail expansion on hold for a while I focus on wholesale.
Okay. Helene, while some people struggle to find even one career success, you have at least 2. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait to learn from your experience and expertise. Starting at the beginning, can you tell us about your background and your career in law?
Sure. Well, I graduated NYU Law School in 1987 and got a job with a firm that specialized in commercial banking. But there was one partner who had an entertainment practice, and I just got very lucky. And on my very first day, he asked me to help him write a memo. And he liked my writing, and I ended up being his right hand for 6.5 years. And in that time, I had the privilege of doing work involving television, and there were record albums back then. And I did some movie work and a bit of First Amendment work. And from there, I went on to working at NBC and Reader's Digest. I was at Audible.com and then at Bloomberg.
Wow. I don't know a lot of those, but I know Audible. So what were your favorite and least favorite things about being a lawyer?
I loved the craft of lawyering, of playing with words. Even today, if I'm doing a Facebook post, I'll spend a lot of time focusing on how everything sounds and is it the right tone. And my least favorite thing was the hours. I worked really hard, very long hours. The irony is that I'm working equally hard now. For example, you and I are talking at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, why did you stop practicing law?
I felt like I had done everything I wanted to. I had accomplished, you know, it wasn't like I was sitting on the Supreme Court, but I had accomplished everything I wanted to. I felt like the profession was changing and the things I loved the most, the craft of lawyering, the counseling of clients in a very intimate way was disappearing. And after 22 years, I felt I'd had a good run and it was time to do something else.
Oh, so what inspired By The Way Bakery?
It was sort of a lark. I quit my job with no plan because I was so busy working that I didn't have time to think about what I wanted to do next. And I sort of fell into this idea. I found myself in the supermarket and I saw that the gluten-free section was expanding. And I thought, well, I love food. I love community. I don't want to open a restaurant because then I have to work nights. And since I'm a morning person, I came up with the idea of a bakery. And so far, so good.
Well, did you have experience either with baking or with gluten-free?
Neither.
None?
Nope, none. None. I'm very fortunate. I'm married to a wonderful man who has always done the cooking in our house.
How did you learn to bake gluten-free treats when you were not an experienced baker before starting By the Way Bakery?
I threw myself into it. As my friend Bonnie Rothman coined the phrase, I was determined to win the case in the kitchen. And I just took all my research skills and all the tenacity that I applied to being a lawyer, and I applied it to trying to convince rice to be wheat.
What was your first product?
So I did some research because I was able, again, to use my lawyer skills and did some research first to determine, well, what are the 6 items I must have in order to open a bakery? Came up with that list. And while I was working on those 6 recipes, I was working on a flour mix, because when you do gluten-free baking, you don't just buy, back then anyway, you didn't just buy a bag of flour or flour mix. You have played with your own. And so I was measuring ratios of white rice flour to brown rice flour while I was working on a chocolate chip cookie or a blueberry muffin or a lemon cake. And after 4 months, I found a flour mix that worked with those 6 recipes and decided that would be my flour mix. And if a recipe didn't work with the flour mix, I threw out the recipe, not the mix. Today, just as to give you an idea, today we're making a flour mix, about 2,000 pounds of flour mix a week.
Whoa. Wait, what flour mix?
Our flour mix is white rice, brown rice, sorghum, potato starch, and tapioca.
And 200 pounds of that?
2,000.
Oh, 2,000.
2,000.
Oh, wow. Gluten-free and dairy-free diets have become more popular in recent years. Can you tell us about the challenges you faced when starting a bakery that specializes in these types of treats?
Well, I was so nervous about the niche I was going to carve out that if you go to the Hastings store, the very first store, which is in the town I live in Westchester County, New York, about 45 minutes outside of New York City, you'll see that it says in the window, By the Way Bakery, Hastings on Hudson. Whereas now everything else says By the Way Bakery, gluten-free, dairy-free. Because when I first opened, I didn't want to promote the gluten-free, dairy-free within the local community, because I thought, well, I want the local business and I don't want to scare them away. So I would lay low on that part, while at the same time thinking, well, those who were gluten-free and or dairy-free would find me.
Well, what sets By the Way Bakery apart from other bakeries that specialize in gluten-free treats?
I would like to say it's because our products are outstanding. I think they're as good as, if not better than, many conventional baked goods. I went recently to a restaurant in New York City where it was restaurant week, and so dessert was included. And I have to say that the chocolate cake couldn't hold a candle to the one we make. And, you know, we bake with both hands tied behind our back because there's no gluten or dairy, and the restaurant had full advantage of both.
What's your favorite thing to make?
Well, here's the thing. I have never done the baking for By the Way. When we first opened, I had spent a year teaching myself how to bake and developing all the recipes. But 2 weeks before we opened, I found a lovely young woman, and she was our first baker, and she took care of it. And I've been through several bakers since then. But for the last 7 years, since 2015, so 8 years almost, a wonderful woman named Kathy Duma has run our kitchen and overseen all the baking.
What's your favorite product to eat? And also, what's the top seller?
So I love our coconut cloud cake. That's pretty much my go-to if I have people over for dinner. And I would say our top seller is our chocolate cake, followed by our almond cookies. Followed by, number 3, I would say, is our Amy cake. And the Amy cake is an individual size bundt cake named after my dear friend Amy.
Are any of these coming to the West Coast on the commercial side?
Well, my hope is to be not just in Whole Foods from northern New Jersey to Maine, but across the country.
Well, I can't wait till it gets here.
Or you can come visit us in New York in the meantime.
Especially that coconut cloud cake. But yeah, I guess I have to visit.
I think so.
On the business and regulations side, did your 2 decades as a successful lawyer help you start and grow your bakery business?
Well, first thing is, I'm smart enough to not represent myself should legal issues ever arise, because you know that expression, that a lawyer that represents themselves has a fool for a client. So, I mean, I don't have many legal issues, but when I have an HR issue that I could use legal counsel on, or when I'm negotiating, I have a lease that needs to be negotiated, I always work with an attorney. But I'd like to think that I'm one of their favorite clients because I'm knowledgeable enough to share insights without getting in their way.
Why did you make your bakeries kosher?
When I started my recipe development and I knew I wanted to be, I originally was going to be a vegan bakery, but I found that at least with my baking technique, we needed the eggs. That said, we were committed to being gluten-free and dairy-free. How does one know if an ingredient is dairy-free? Look for the Hexer. So I would look for the OU or the Circle K or the Kof K, and if it said Parv, I could use it. So once I was committed to using dairy-free ingredients and I was relying on the rabbis to confirm it, then it just seemed like a natural step.
Does kosher certification hold you back in any way?
You know, I like the guardrails. I like the challenges that it brings. I also actually really love our certifying agency is OK Kosher, and I really enjoy working with their team.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Helene Godin.
We're back to Hootie the Foodie.
Welcome back to Hootie the Foodie. I'm talking to Helene Godin, founder and CEO of By the Way Bakery. Helene, By the Way Bakery now has several locations, and your confections are found in over 80 Whole Foods stores nationwide. What was the growth process like?
Organic is the best way to explain it. Started with a little shop in Hastings on Hudson that was going to be just a hobby. You know, I had retired as a lawyer and I thought I'll do this. Just if you look at the hours, it was a hobby in that we were open Wednesday to Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 9 to 2, closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And I quickly found that wasn't enough for me, and it didn't seem to be enough for my customers. So we expanded our hours first at the Hastings store, and then, which the Hastings store opened in May of 2011, having quit my job in May of 2010 to teach myself how to do all this. And starting in 2013, I thought, well, it's been 2 years and it's going well, so I'm going to give Manhattan a try. And the next thing I knew, I opened a store on the Upper West Side. And at the same time, I was able to wangle my way into Whole Foods and had our first wholesale account. And then Whole Foods called and said, your product is doing well in 2 stores. What about being part of our Manhattan connection? And at the time, I think they had 9 stores in Manhattan. And I said, I'm not ready. They said, we're Whole Foods. You need to be ready or we're going to find someone else. And so I figured that out. And then I opened the East Side store and then I opened the Greenwich store. And I did take a break. We opened Greenwich, I believe, at the end of 2016 and just opened the Brooklyn store, as I said, a few weeks ago.
Wow. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs looking to expand their businesses?
They should do their homework. They should always stay one step ahead of the competition, and they should do their homework to always figure out how to make their product or their service a little bit better.
Can you talk about a time when you faced a challenge or failure in your business and how you overcame it?
So here's a little bit of a crazy example, but Kathy, the head baker I was just telling you about, she's really our chief operating officer. She runs the show. When she first joined us, I said, you know what I'd like to introduce for Rosh Hashanah? A babka. And she said, I've been baking for decades. I'll figure this out. And I said, well, you haven't been baking gluten-free. This is relatively new. She said, no, no, you put it on the menu and I'm confident that we can come up with a great babka. Well, it was one of the rare times that I didn't do my homework. And we launched it before it was really ready. And I think I gave more returns than babkas sold. I issued more refunds than I had ever anticipated because it just wasn't up to our standards. And so we have, not every day, but we have spent on and off 7 years working on the babka. And we're going to launch it in the next week or so, because now I think we've hit it out of the park, at least as far as a gluten-free, dairy-free, kosher parf babka goes.
I need it, like, now. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a major impact on many small businesses, including bakeries. Can you tell us about how By the Way Bakery has adapted to the challenges posed by the pandemic and what lessons you've learned along the way?
It's been really hard. I'm an optimist, and I was sure in March of 2020 that it would all be over by the end of April of 2020. And boy, was I wrong. But I'm really proud to say that we did not lay off a single employee during the pandemic, because I believe in loyalty and commitment. And I did everything I could to help my team because they had been so good to me. And I learned how to make lemonade out of lemons, in that we built a portfolio of photographs because we literally baked for the camera. If we didn't have customers, we made, for example, you know, no one was getting married during the pandemic, at least in terms of having a big wedding with a big wedding cake. But we just made a bunch of wedding cakes and took beautiful pictures of them. And we also, during that period, worked on a snack mix that was sort of outside of our wheelhouse, called Mo Mix, named after my son Mo. And you can now find it in the grocery section, as opposed to the bakery section of many Whole Foods. And, you know, but it's been a challenge because you're always worried about the health and safety of the people you're working with. I mean, I wanted to keep my employees working, but working safely. And, you know, then we've had supply chain shortages, and now we have inflation to contend with. So it's been quite a run since they shut down New York City in March of 2020. But we're still standing.
Yep. You mentioned Mo Mix. What's in it?
Mo Mix, I'd like to think of it as a high-end Chex mix. You know, Chex mix?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a salty, sweet after-school snack for grown-ups, and it's made with pretzels and cereal squares and nuts. And we've got three flavors: chocolate hazelnut, coconut almond, and pecan chai. And I'm pleased to say that the CEO of Whole Foods liked the coconut almond so much, he put it in his Christmas gift basket for his top employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Your bakery uses a proprietary gluten-free flour mix that you developed. Can you tell us about any other uses you found for this flour mix beyond baking, and what makes it unique compared to other gluten-free flour mixes on the market?
We use it for all our, for not all, because we have some flourless baked goods. For example, we're reintroducing our orange almond cake for Passover that doesn't have the flour mix. And we have a flourless cookie. Our fudge brownie cookie is flourless, but we use it, and our almond cookie, it doesn't have it because it's made with almond paste. I wouldn't say it's proprietary in that it's on every label. So it's not like the secret formula for Coca-Cola, but we found that, as I said, we find recipes that work with our flour mix. And it's a little bit of alchemy and a little bit of magic and a lot of love that goes into everything we make.
Do you sell it?
We do not.
Oh.
And that's because I try to stick to what we do, which is baked goods. And Mo Mix is the exception, but it's not that far off. So for the moment, no.
Can you walk us through the process of developing a new product for By the Way Bakery?
Well, first I do market research. I like to say that my car should have a sticker that says, "Warning, I stop for bakeries," because I'm always looking around, you know, looking at restaurant menus and bakery menus and Googling to see what's the next hot thing. And then I will research other people's recipes to see sort of best in class, and take components from several, and then we'll test and we'll test and we'll test. And sometimes it takes as much as 7 years, like the babka. And sometimes it takes just a few tries because we've really got the hang of it now.
Outside of babka, has there been anything else you've been trying to conquer?
Every day we try and conquer, in that we try and make things the best we can. And so we will regularly revisit recipes to figure out how to make them better.
Can you tell us about any upcoming products flavors, locations, or distribution that Byway Bakery has in the works?
Well, as I said, with Passover coming up, we're launching an orange almond cake. Oh. It's a variation on an item that was on the menu when we first opened that's been on hiatus for a number of years. This is in the original version, we would take oranges, two whole oranges, and boil them and puree them right into a mixture with almond flour and eggs and sugar and some spices. And now we have a different technique that doesn't involve the boiling of the oranges because you get a more consistent result. But I'm excited to bring that product back. So that I would say that's one of the newest items. And another one, I had noticed that cake pops were taking off. So we started a year ago, Valentine's Day, we did cake pops. And then we did them again for Easter and Mother's Day. But my bakers absolutely hated putting the stick in. Oh, I don't know why, but they said that part of the process made them crazy. So for Christmas, we launched cake truffles, which are stickless cake pops.
That's super smart.
Thank you.
Helene, thank you for taking the time to join me. I've learned a lot and am also inspired by you and your journey. Where can we find you online?
www.btwbakery.com.
To my awesome audience, thanks for listening. I'd love if you shared me with your family and friends. I'm Hootie, I'm hungry, and you just listened to Hootie the Foodie.
You've been listening to Hootie the Foodie. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, make sure to like, rate, and review in your podcast app. And follow on Instagram @HootieTheFoodie. Till next time.